Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Let's cut to the chase. Most entrepreneurs are chasing the wrong metrics. We get hooked on these short-term dopamine hits, vanity metrics like daily active users or this month's revenue spike. But the real game changer, the silent force that separates thriving businesses from flashes in the pan, that's customer lifetime value, CLV. Now, why is CLV your North Star? And why are you probably underestimating it? Here's the brutal truth about business. Acquiring customers is expensive. Paid ads, content marketing, that fancy sales team, it all adds up. If you're not laser focused on how much value each customer brings over their entire relationship with your brand, you're essentially burning money. Think of CLV like the compound interest of your business. A high CLV means resilience, profitability, data-driven decisions, because with a high CLV, you're not sweating every market fluctuation. Loyal customers keep revenue flowing even when times are tough. A high CLV means profitability. High CLV customers are less price sensitive, more likely to buy premium offerings and refer their friends, which is free marketing. And when you understand your CLV, it starts to reveal which customer segments are your gold mines, and that allows you to double down on what works. Now, why should you obsess over CLV? Well, a profitability engine. Higher CLV equals higher profits. It's that simple. When you focus on attracting and retaining customers who spend more over time, your profit margins expand. 2, sustainable growth. Acquiring new customers is expensive. CLV shifts your focus to nurturing existing relationships, which is far more cost effective. 3, strategic decision making. So CLV guides your investments. You'll know where to allocate resources for maximum impact, whether it's in customer acquisition, product development, or customer service. And 4, competitive advantage. Companies with high CLV are built to last. They weather economic storms and they outpace face their rivals. So I want you to go through a CLV mindset shift, because too many entrepreneurs start to confuse CLV with AOV, customer lifetime value, CLV, with average order value, AOV. Average order value is just about what somebody spends on their first purchase. CLV is much more than that. CLV is not just about the first purchase, it's about nurturing the relationship. This means a whole bunch of things, but just to summarize, it means world-class onboarding, because first impressions are everything. Make the customer's initial experience so seamless they can't imagine leaving. It means community building. It means creating a space where customers feel connected to your brand and each other. This fosters loyalty that goes beyond transactions. And it means personalized experiences, because you can use that data, again, to tailor recommendations and communications where you can make each customer feel seen and valued. Now, before we dive in, I want to break down the core components of CLV, because at its simplest, CLV is the average purchase value, or APV, how much a customer spends per transaction, the purchase frequency, or PF, how often they buy from you, and the customer lifespan, or CL, how long they remain a customer. So the basic formula looks like this: CLV, customer lifetime value, equals APV times PF times CL. So CLV equals APV, average purchase value, times PF, purchase frequency, times customer lifespan, CL. Okay, so that's the basic formula. Now, that is just the tip of the iceberg to truly understand and optimize CLV. You do need to go deeper, but you're going to start by understanding that number. When you start to go deeper, you're going to start to look at gross margin. So you're going to factor in your profit margins to understand the real value each customer brings. You're going to start to understand your CAC, or your customer acquisition costs. So knowing how much it costs to acquire a customer helps you determine if your CLV is high enough to be sustainable, and your churn rate, the rate at which customers stop doing business with you. Lower churn means longer customer lifespans and higher CLV. So now, the billion-dollar question: how do you actually increase CLV? Now, if you remember from before, the classic CLV formula looks like this, right? CLV equals average purchase value times purchase frequency times customer lifespan. So to increase the CLV, that's just the starting point. We need to go deeper. So we have to start caring about segmentation, because not all customers are created equal. So you want to slice and dice your customer base to identify the high value segments. You want to understand, like I mentioned before, your churn rates. You want to understand why customers leave, and you want to implement strategies to reduce churn. Then you want to understand customer satisfaction, because customers that are happy, they stick around longer. So you want to measure satisfaction, and you want to act on feedback. And there are a plethora of tools available to help you calculate and analyze CLV. Just a few to get you started. There's Bare Metrics, so you can dive deep into subscription metrics. There's KISS Metrics that lets you track customer behavior and engagement. And there's ProfitWell, which helps you analyze revenue and subscription data. But there's tons. But the key takeaway out of all of this is CLV is a dynamic metric, and it requires continuous analysis and optimization. So now that you're armed with data, now you understand the importance of CLV, these are the strategies that actually move the needle, that help you increase your CLV. So a few things from what we've learned so far. First, you want to start to focus on high value segments. So you want to identify your most profitable customer groups and tailor your marketing and your retention efforts to them. Two, you want to optimize your onboarding, because a seamless onboarding experience sets the stage for long-term loyalty. So you want to make sure your customers get quick wins and immediate value. Three, you want to create a loyalty program. So you want to reward and incentivize repeat purchases. This helps foster a sense of exclusivity. Four, you want to personalize everything. So you want to use customer data to personalize product recommendations, emails, and offers. And number five, you want to build community. You want to foster a sense of belonging through forums, social media groups, exclusive events. Six, you want to offer stellar customer support. Proactive support resolves issues before they escalate, preventing churn. And number seven, you want to upsell and cross-sell. So you want to offer complimentary products or premium upgrades to increase the APV, which will in turn increase your CLV. Remember, CLV requires constant optimization and experimentation, but by embracing a data-driven approach, by understanding it even exists, by understanding that you should focus
on it. And when you focus on it, you start to focus on building long-term relationships with your customers. You can unlock the true growth potential of your business.
If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you are working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm.
Thank you, Indeed, for sponsoring today's episode. Now, as business owners, as entrepreneurs, we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find a quality candidate fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Now, the next major lever that can help you increase your CLV, subscriptions. I need to include some strategy and discussion around subscriptions. Why? Because the most powerful tool in the CLV arsenal is the subscription model. But we're not just talking about software companies. Smart entrepreneurs across all industries are using subscriptions to create recurring revenue, deepen customer relationships, and unlock unprecedented levels of loyalty. So the subscription model isn't just a pricing strategy. It's a fundamental shift in how you think about your business. It's about creating an ongoing, evolving relationship with your customers where you're constantly delivering value, surprising and delighting them, and deepening their connection to your brand. And really, subscriptions aren't just for SaaS anymore. SaaS, software as a service. They're not just for software anymore. The subscription revolution is transforming industries left and right. So let's explore how you can tap into this powerful model no matter what you sell. If you have an e-commerce business, think curated subscription boxes for everything from coffee and wine to pet supplies and beauty products. Customers get a personalized experience, they discover new favorites, and they'll eagerly anticipate each delivery. For physical products, companies like Peloton and Whoop, they've turned exercise equipment into ongoing subscriptions, offering classes, community features, and personalized coaching to keep customers engaged and motivated. Education and coaching, so online courses, masterminds, coaching programs can be packaged as subscriptions. This provides continuous learning and support for members. And services, from car washes to lawn care to consulting to accounting to legal, many businesses are offering subscription plans for regular, predictable service delivery. Now, Here are a few things to keep in mind if and when you figure out how to include subscriptions into your business. So these are the principles of any business, but definitely a subscription-based business. So be value-driven. Your subscription must offer compelling value that exceeds the cost. Think exclusive content, early access, personalized recommendations, or members-only perks. Has to be frictionless, so make signing up, managing payments, and canceling if they have to as easy as possible. You have to have flexibility, so you offer different tiers and options to cater to varying needs and budgets. Community. You want to have a sense of belonging and connection amongst your subscribers, so this fosters loyalty. It encourages word-of-mouth marketing. Find a way to create community. And lastly, continuous improvement. Don't rest on your laurels. Don't just sit on your ass and set it and forget it. Gather feedback, experiment with new offerings, and constantly strive to exceed customer expectations. So when you start to include subscriptions as a growth engine for your business, the benefits of subscriptions for CLV are undeniable. You will have predictable revenue because recurring revenue starts to create stability and allows for better forecasting and planning. You'll have increased customer engagement, regular interactions with your brand, deepen the relationship and build loyalty with your customers. You're going to have higher customer retention. The ongoing value and convenience of subscriptions makes customers less likely to churn. You're going to have upsell and cross-sell opportunities. So subscriptions provide a natural platform to introduce customers to premium offerings or complementary products. And you're going to have some more data. So subscriptions help you understand and give you insight into your customer preferences and behaviors. They enable you to tailor your offerings and improve your CLV even further. So it makes sense. So I want to just talk briefly about some companies because I believe in subscriptions so much. I just want to give you some examples of companies that have done it properly, that have really cracked the code on subscriptions, turning customers into these lifelong members and reaping the rewards of recurring revenue and deep engagement and unstoppable loyalty, just to sort of drive it home. So there are a few disruptors that are sort of unexpected subscription success stories. I would say Dollar Shave Club is a great example. Who knew razor blades could be so exciting, right? Like Dollar Shave Club disrupted the industry with their affordable, convenient subscription boxes. They created a cult following and they ultimately got acquired by Unilever for $1 billion. The Athletic is a sports-focused media company and they proved that people will pay for high-quality, in-depth content, and they built this phenomenal subscription business with millions of loyal subscribers. And lastly, Masterclass. So they offered online courses taught by world-class experts, and they created a subscription model for lifelong learning, and they attracted a huge dedicated community of knowledge seekers. And then there's innovators that really pushed the boundaries of subscription models. So Rent the Runway. This was a fashion rental platform that revolutionized how people consume clothing. It offered designer apparel on a subscription basis. It reduced waste. It empowered people to have these endless wardrobe options. Porsche Drive. So even luxury car brands are getting in on the action. They offer subscription services that allow customers to experience different models, all for a monthly fee. And BarkBox. This was a subscription box for dog lovers that tapped into the emotional connection between pets and their owners, and it delivered these monthly surprises that kept customers coming back for more. Ultimately, the subscription model isn't just a trend. It is the future of business. So when you embrace this powerful tool, you can unlock new levels of customer loyalty. You can create predictable revenue streams. You can build a brand that stands the test of time and ultimately increase your CLV. So let's recap this CLV journey that we've been on together. We covered a lot of ground. So you understand the importance of CLV. We've spoken about some strategies to increase CLV, but the key takeaways. So CLV is your North Star. Forget short-term metrics. Focus on the long-term value each customer brings to your business. There will be a mindset shift that you have to go through because you're not just worried about sales, you're worried about nurturing relationships and building loyalty. Some strategies to increase your CLV. So you want to pre-board and optimize the onboarding experience so you start the relationship with the customer before they even buy. You want to reduce churn and identify at-risk customers. You want to create wow moments to spark word-of-mouth marketing. And you want to implement subscriptions as a secret weapon, implement recurring revenue, deep engagement, and high retention. So needless to say, we've covered a lot. Now, if you're listening to this and you're thinking about implementing CLV as a metric that you have to be tracking, and it's not just thinking about it, you have to be doing it, then this is your action plan. So one, you're going to start calculate your CLV. You're going to start by understanding your current CLV. This will give you a baseline to measure your progress. Two, you're going to start pick your strategy. So out of all the things that we've discussed, pick the strategy that resonates most with you and start to experiment. Three, you're going to implement and iterate. So you're going to choose a strategy, put it into action, gather some feedback, track your results, start to refine. Four, you're going to build a CLV obsessed culture. So you're going to make CLV a core metric for your entire team. You're going to encourage everyone to think about how their actions impact the long-term value of your customers. And then five, eventually, you're going to embrace subscriptions. If it makes sense for your business, and there's probably going to be a way, regardless of what type of business you do, but if it makes sense, I really want you to consider a subscription model to unlock new levels of customer loyalty and recurring revenue. Remember, CLV is not a quick fix. It's a long-term investment in your business's future. So when you focus on building strong customer relationships, delivering exceptional experiences, and constantly innovating, you can create a loyal community of customers who will fuel your growth for years to come.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth. From transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands, The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.